I'm Andy Farmer, spokesman for the State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the SCC on June 15, 2012, in conjunction with the entry of an SCC order in case number PUE-2012-00064. The SCC seeks comments on proposed Dominion Virginia Power pilot program to buy electricity from customer-owned solar generation. The State Corporation Commission is seeking public comments on a request by Dominion Virginia Power to offer a rate option for customers who own solar generation installations. The rate option is one of the components of Dominion's proposed Community Solar Power Program. According to Dominion, the proposed rate program will allow qualifying solar customer generators to purchase all of their electricity from the company on their current rate schedule, and to sell all of their solar generation at a fixed price of 15 cents per kilowatt hour for a period of 5 years. Dominion would purchase up to 3 megawatts of energy output from customer-owned solar generation installations. The company states that the solar purchase program is designed to promote customer-owned distributed solar generation facilities and to offer an alternative to net energy metering. Written comments or a request for a public hearing on the proposal must be submitted by September 14, 2012. All correspondence should be sent to the Clerk of the State Corporation Commission, Document Control Center, P.O. Box 2118, Richmond, Virginia, 23218-2118, and refer to case number PUE-2012-00064. Interested persons desiring to submit comments electronically may do so at the SCC's website, www.scc.virginia.gov/case. Click on the Public Comments/Notices link and then the Submit Comments button for case number PUE-2012-00064. The SCC is considering the other component of Dominion's community solar program in case number PUE-2011-00117. In that proposal, Dominion seeks to construct and operate up to 30 megawatts of company-owned solar generation facilities at various commercial, industrial, and public locations. For additional information regarding this matter, contact me, Andy Farmer, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or suitable purposes.